Welcome. Today, the title of Joyce's teaching is Make Your Own Decisions.
We've been talking this weekend about making right choices, using as a base Deuteronomy 30:19, I set before you life and death, choose life, that you and your descendants may live, making a point out of the fact that every decision we make not only affects us, but it affects the other people around us and even generations to come. So we can talk about making decisions in general, but I want to talk to you specifically tonight about making your own decisions and not allowing other people to make your decisions for you. I'm going to say it again. Making your own decisions and not allowing other people to make your decisions for you. How many of your own decisions do you make? I believe that if we don't learn that we can hear from God and make our own decisions, that we can alter our destinies, and not in a good way. I think we can actually stop the plan that God has for us if we become people pleasers and not God pleasers. And it's not that we don't want to please people. There's a scripture in the Bible that says that we should live to please other people. But it's not talking about pleasing other people to the point where you're no longer obeying God and you begin to do what other people want you to do or demand of you, expect of you. People's expectations can sometimes be overwhelming, especially if you're involved on very many different levels with very many people. You know, I take care of my mom and my aunt, who are both elderly and sick. I don't take care of them like in my home, but they're in assisted living. And, you know, they have expectations. And I can't always meet all of their expectations and be happy. God wants you to help people. He wants me to help people. But we have to do it as we're led by the Holy Spirit. We can't let other people's expectations control us. I'm a mom. I have four kids. I'm a wife. I have 10 grandchildren. I have expectations from people. We come to conferences, and it's amazing how many people would like me to do this, and how many would like me to do that, and how many would like me to do something else. And